This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo. Growth in the streaming business is leveling off in the U.S., and content providers like Disney, Amazon, and Netflix are investing heavily in new markets in Europe. In particular, they have increased the number of films and series produced in Britain, Spain, Italy, and France. From Paris, John Lawrenson reports.
Samuel Musacchio is a big streaming series fan. On a recent evening, he settled down with his wife and son in their Paris apartment to watch the last episode of Weekend Family. It's about a French stepfamily. It's completely French-made by Disney. Musacchio's watched plenty of other regional originals, as the streamers call them. Netflix's Represent, for example, about France electing a black president. This content is quite different, he says, from what France's own TV networks make.
It's very multicultural, a lot younger, and a lot riskier. But I don't know if they would be produced by the main channels.
Take Lupin. It's a modern twist on the old gentleman jewel thief story and another popular French-made Netflix series. This show helped demonstrate that Europe can be a profitable growth area for the streaming market. Amazon has shifted some major productions to Europe. Disney has upped the number of its European productions. Netflix recently doubled the capacity of its Spanish studios and launched 25 new series and films last year in France. Sorbonne University researcher Grégoire Bidot says this is a big achievement, as this country is traditionally so protective of its movie industry.
Netflix's strategy in France was to seduce French local industry by producing local content and by showing that they will put in an effort to integrate themselves to the local industry.
Film critic Frédéric Mercier says this investment in Europe is producing a generation of film industry technicians, the likes of which France has never seen before.
We see new training courses, new schools even, that are turning out young film industry professionals capable of producing content as if they were working on an assembly line, like the majors do in Hollywood.
With these young movie professionals now working on films in France, the streamers' hope is that more and more of these productions will be palatable to the French, even if they come from the big American companies. In Paris, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.